When Homer Moyer Jr. sent his oldest daughter to college, he wondered if she knew everything she needed to know in order to survive. So he made a list. Do you know how to use a hammer? Do you know how to drive a stick shift? What if a burglar sneaks into your house? A possible answer to that last one? Make up a story.
Say loudly, John, I think there's someone in the house, to imply that there's more than one of you.
Moyer eventually created an entire book of multiple choice and essay questions, basic information about life.
How to change a flat tire, how to cook an egg, how to waltz.
Which is just one question in an entire chapter on dancing.
Name one great tap dancer, male or female, dead or alive.
Was Fred Astaire a tap dancer?
Fred Astaire absolutely was a tap dancer.
Thank you very much. Moyer's book feels timely every fall as parents see their kids off to college. It mimics an academic test taken by college-bound students, the SAT.
Well, the title of the book is the RAT, the Real World Aptitude Test, Preparing Yourself for Leaving Home.
I'm amazed by the range of things that you conclude that someone needs to know something about in order to be ready for life here. I'm just looking at the table of contents here. Managing your money, cooking, carpentry, domestic skills, first aid, saving and investing, shopping, employment, the Bible, geography, electricity, sports. Improvising? What's improvising?
Improvising is solving problems when you don't have quite the right tools. Like getting frost off of your windshield and you don't have an ice scraper.
What do you do if you don't have a car scraper and you need one?
One thing you can do is use a credit card. And being careful not to use the edge that has the magnetic strip.
I was going to say, does that work more than once?
Use the other side, and that works pretty well.
On what section were you most clueless?
Sex and drugs. There's a chapter on friendships. Tips for a good handshake. Tips for remembering names.
What are the tips for a good handshake?
Shake hands with a firm but not a crushing grip. Make sure that you make contact with the notch of your thumb. I think we've all had sort of half a handshake where you end up squeezing someone's fingers.
Not the fingers. Get into the hand.
Get into the hand.
Talking about drugs or alcohol, these are politically charged topics.
I've tried to make these neutral in the sense of value judgments. Sex is neither a how-to chapter nor a moralistic chapter, but it is things that people should know about. Facts about birth control, sexual diseases, abortion, responsibilities of unmarried fathers.
Can you give me an example of the questions you ask about alcohol?
Sure. One of my favorite questions is, what are three things you could say to a friend who has been drinking and is driving fast that might persuade him or her to stop the car and let you out?
You don't have an A, B, C, D, and E for this one, I guess.
No, and there may be an unlimited number of good answers to that. One of the most popular is that I think I'm about to throw up, which often is effective in getting even a drinking driver to pull over and let you out of the car.
Any other good ones?
My wallet fell out of the car.
Got to stop and go get it back.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's limited by the reader's imagination.
You really don't have, this is the second example we've come up with here, where, where you don't have a lot of scruples about telling little fibs, if necessary, to get through a situation.
To deal with an emergency, I think that's an acceptable trade-off.
Homer E. Moyer, Jr. is the author of The RAT, The Real World Aptitude Test. Mr. Moyer, thanks very much.
Thanks so much for having me.